Esta es la lección 6 de Pimsleur, inglés 2.
Listen to this conversation.
Maria, do you have time for coffee?
Yes, I do. Where do you want to go?
Do you know the Garden Cafe?
No, I don't. Where is it?
On Park Avenue. That's not too far.
All right, but I don't have much time. Unfortunately, I still have a lot of work.
That's okay. So do I.
En esta conversación, usted oyó.
The Garden Cafe. Garden.
Significa jardín.
Listen again.
Maria, do you have time for coffee?
Yes, I do. Where do you want to go?
Do you know the Garden Cafe?
No, I don't. Where is it?
On Park Avenue. That's not too far.
All right, but I don't have much time. Unfortunately, I still have a lot of work.
That's okay. So do I.
Ahora está con una amiga.
Now you're with a friend. How do you ask?
¿Tiene tiempo para un café?
Do you have time for coffee? Do you have time for coffee?
¿O una copa de vino?
Or a glass of wine? A glass of wine.
Your friend answers.
Una copa de vino. Bueno.
A glass of wine? All right.
Ask.
¿Todavía toma vino tinto? Literalmente, todavía bebe.
Do you still drink red wine? Red wine. Do you still drink red wine?
She answers.
Sí, yo siempre tomo vino tinto.
Yes, I always drink red wine. Always. I always drink red wine.
No me gusta el vino blanco.
I don't like white wine. I don't like white wine.
Y nunca tomo cerveza.
And I never drink beer. Never. I never drink beer.
Pero me gusta el vino tinto.
But I like red wine.
Diga de manera informal. Yo también.
Me too. Me too.
Ahora es otro día y usted está con otra conocida. ¿Cómo pregunta ella si todavía tiene usted mucho trabajo?
Do you still have a lot of work?
Answer.
No, no siempre.
No, not always. Not always.
No tengo mucho trabajo hoy.
I don't have a lot of work today. I don't have much work today.
Fíjese que él dijo,
I don't have much work. Much.
Tiene casi el mismo significado que
a lot of,
pero
much
es más común en oraciones negativas cuando se habla de temas tales como el tiempo o el trabajo. Usando
much,
diga otra vez, no tengo mucho trabajo hoy.
I don't have much work today.
Pregúntele si tiene tiempo para un café.
Do you have time for coffee?
She answers,
Siempre tengo tiempo para un café.
I always have time for coffee. I always have time for coffee.
Pero hoy no tengo mucho tiempo.
But today I don't have much time. I don't have much time.
Desgraciadamente.
Unfortunately. Unfortunately.
Desgraciadamente, tengo que irme a las dos.
Unfortunately, I have to leave at 2 o'clock.
Una amiga mía.
A friend of mine.
Una amiga mía viene.
Listen and repeat.
A friend of mine is coming. 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 Is coming. A friend of mine is coming.
Now say,
Una amiga mía viene hoy.
A friend of mine is coming today.
Una amiga mía viene de visita.
Listen and repeat.
A friend of mine is coming to visit. Visit. To visit. Coming to visit. A friend of mine is coming to visit.
Say in English.
Visita. O visitar.
Visit. To visit.
Say,
Una amiga mía viene de visita.
A friend of mine is coming to visit.
Literalmente dijo, Una amiga mía está viniendo a visitar. Esta forma de
ing
se puede usar para indicar que algo está sucediendo ahora mismo o para expresar acciones futuras. Por ejemplo,
I'm going to Boston tomorrow.
Diga otra vez que una amiga suya viene de visita.
A friend of mine is coming to visit.
Una colega mía viene de visita. Colega.
Listen and repeat.
Colleague. Colleague.
Say,
Una colega mía viene de visita.
A colleague of mine is coming to visit.
Ella viene de visita.
She's coming to visit.
Ask,
¿Viene sola?
Is she coming alone? Is she coming alone?
No, viene con su esposo.
Listen and repeat.
No, she's coming with her husband. Her. Her husband.
Diga que viene con su esposo.
She's coming with her husband.
Say,
No están aquí todavía.
They're not here yet.
Pero vienen hoy.
But they're coming today. They're coming today.
Mi colega y su esposo.
My colleague and her husband.
Vienen de visita.
Are coming to visit.
Say,
su colega quiere decir su colega de usted.
Your colleague. Your colleague.
Una colega suya.
Listen and repeat.
A colleague of yours. Yours. A colleague of yours.
Oyó el sonido
z
al final de
yours.
Ahora pregunte, ¿una colega suya viene de visita?
A colleague of yours is coming to visit?
Say,
sí, su hija todavía vive aquí.
Yes, her daughter still lives here. Her daughter still lives here.
Y quiere ver a su hija.
And she wants to see her daughter.
Mi colega es de México. De México.
Listen and repeat.
From Mexico. From. From. From Mexico.
Try to say,
mi colega es de México.
My colleague is from Mexico.
Ask,
¿quién es su colega?
Who is your colleague? Who's your colleague?
Try to ask,
¿cómo se llama ella?
What's her name? What's her name?
Usted no la conoce.
Listen and repeat.
You don't know her. Her. You don't know her.
Say,
usted no la conoce.
You don't know her.
Se llama Elena Torres.
Her name is Elena Torres.
Es de México.
She's from Mexico. From Mexico.
Viene de visita hoy.
She's coming to visit today. She's coming to visit today.
Conozco a Elena.
I know Elena. I know Elena.
La conozco.
I know her. I know her.
Vive en Boston.
She lives in Boston.
Su esposo es colombiano.
Her husband is Colombian.
Say,
usted no conoce a mi colega.
You don't know my colleague.
Usted no la conoce.
You don't know her.
Mi colega es de México.
My colleague is from Mexico.
Y su esposo es mexicano también.
And her husband is Mexican too.
Se llama Pedro Torres.
His name is Pedro Torres.
Say,
ella no es americana y él no es colombiano.
She's not American and he's not Colombian.
Usted quiere decir, no veo a mi colega desde hace un año. Un año.
Listen and repeat.
A year. Year. Year.
Say,
desde hace un año.
For a year. For a year.
¿Se acuerda de cómo se dice no he visto?
I haven't seen. I haven't seen.
En inglés, con desde hace, es necesario decir he visto. Trate de decir, no veo a mi colega desde hace un año.
I haven't seen my colleague for a year. I haven't seen my colleague for a year.
Y no veo a su esposo.
And I haven't seen her husband.
Desde hace dos años.
For 2 years. Years. For 2 years.
Pero creo que él viene hoy.
But I think he's coming today.
Con mi colega.
With my colleague.
No veo a mi colega.
I haven't seen my colleague. I haven't seen my colleague.
Desde hace un año.
For a year.
Pero vi a su hija.
But I saw her daughter.
Ayer en la mañana.
Yesterday morning.
Now ask,
¿tiene tiempo ahora?
Do you have time now?
¿Tiene tiempo para un café?
Do you have time for coffee?
¿O una copa de vino?
Or a glass of wine?
Nunca tomo vino.
I never drink wine. I never drink wine.
Pero me gustaría un café. Algo de café.
But I'd like some coffee. I'd like some coffee.
Siempre tengo tiempo para un café.
I always have time for coffee.
Diga de manera formal, yo también.
So do I. So do I.
¿Por qué no vamos al café del jardín?
Listen.
Why don't we go to the garden cafe?
Primero, ¿por qué no vamos?
Listen and repeat.
Why don't we go? Go. We go. Why don't we go?
Now try to say,
Al café del jardín.
To the garden cafe. To the garden cafe.
Ask,
¿Por qué no vamos al café del jardín?
Why don't we go to the garden cafe? Why don't we go to the garden cafe?
Ask her if she's been there.
Have you been there?
Answer.
Todavía no.
Not yet.
Say,
Todavía no he estado ahí.
I haven't been there yet.
¿Dónde está el café del jardín?
Where is the garden cafe?
No está demasiado lejos.
It's not too far.
Tiene que ir al centro, ¿no?
You have to go into town, don't you? You have to go into town, don't you?
Entonces, ¿por qué no vamos?
Then why don't we go? Why don't we go?
¿Por qué no vamos al café del jardín?
Why don't we go to the garden cafe?
Podemos tomar un café. Diga, algo de café.
We can have some coffee. We can have some coffee.
O una copa de vino.
Or a glass of wine.
Say,
Usted sabe que nunca tomó vino. Se sobreentiende que...
You know I never drink wine. You know I never drink wine.
Diga enfáticamente, pero me gustaría un café, algo de café. Cuando se habla de manera enfática, no se usa la contracción.
But I would like some coffee. I would. I would like some coffee.
Diga de manera informal, yo también.
Me too.
Ahora imagine que usted es el señor Ramírez, un hombre de negocios mexicano, y se encuentra con una conocida en el café del jardín.
Ask her how she is.
How are you?
Fine, thanks, and you?
Tell her that you're fine too.
I'm fine too. I'm fine, too, thanks.
Mr. Ramirez, you're from Mexico, aren't you?
Say.
Sí. Mi esposa y yo vivimos en Guadalajara.
Yes, my wife and I live in Guadalajara.
Ask her if she's been to Mexico.
Have you been to Mexico?
She answers,
Sí, pero desgraciadamente.
Yes, but unfortunately.
No he estado ahí.
I haven't been there.
Desde hace unos años.
For a few years.
Llega el mesero. Dígale, una copa de vino tinto, por favor.
A glass of red wine, please.
And I'd like a beer.
Tell the waiter.
Una cerveza y una copa de vino tinto, por favor.
A beer and a glass of red wine, please.
Después, al salir, usted ve a alguien con quien usted trabaja ocasionalmente. Diga, ahí está una colega mía.
There's a colleague of mine.
She asks,
¿una colega suya?
A colleague of yours?
Answer,
sí, se llama Susan Davis.
Yes, her name is Susan Davis.
Es de Boston.
She's from Boston. From Boston.
No la veo desde hace un año. Diga, no la he visto.
I haven't seen her for a year. I haven't seen her for a year.
Usted conversa con su colega, pero entonces tiene que irse. Dígale que lo siente, pero que se tiene que ir ahora.
I'm sorry, but I have to leave now.
Desgraciadamente, tengo que ir al centro.
Unfortunately, I have to go into town.
Y entonces,
and then,
un amigo mío viene de visita.
A friend of mine is coming to visit.
She asks,
¿por qué no cenamos juntos? Trate de decirlo.
Why don't we have dinner together? Why don't we have dinner together?
¿Conoce el restaurante Avenida Parque?
Do you know the Park Avenue restaurant?
Diga brevemente que no.
No, I don't.
She says,
es un buen restaurante.
It's a good restaurant.
Y no es demasiado caro.
And it's not too expensive.
Say,
bueno, entonces esta noche a las 7 en el restaurante Avenida Parque.
All right. Then tonight at 7 o'clock at the Park Avenue restaurant?
She answers,
de acuerdo. Nos vemos esta noche.
Okay, see you tonight.
Este es el final de la lección 6.